business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions.
Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Yeah, so this is episode 97. I'm Chris Van Patten.
And Extreme Restraints has not sponsored this episode, which is lame.
Or any of our episodes.
No one sponsored. Well, we had one sponsor once.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we get paid for that?
No, he never paid us.
Is that that?
Yeah. Anyway, don't say the name.
We haven't, nothing.
We haven't even got the money for it. All right. What are we talking about? New York.
We are recording right now. Steve, good luck making this sound listenable.
Fuck.
Yeah.
New York, though.
It's a great place. Who are you?
Joel. Oh, you want me to do my full intro?
Yeah, well, come on.
I do marketing in Canada.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It sounds sad.
I'm going back to Canada very soon, hours from now.
So why don't you give our listeners a hint of the hell that you've been through this
Well,
weekend?
I mean, yeah, okay, the hell didn't start till my body started shutting down. So I spent about a week in the Bahamas, then was home for a day, then went to Florida. Mm-hmm. Was in Orlando for a couple days.
Now, can I ask why you went home for that day?
I mean,
obviously you wanted to see your wife, that's beautiful, but it seems like a waste of time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we were getting on the plane in Nassau, and we're like, why are we going? Why are we not just going right to Florida?
Okay. Well, yeah. We've covered that.
Exactly. Yeah, anyway. So tried to get out of Orlando. Flight got delayed. And then they delayed my flight from New York to Halifax before I was even... Halifax is in Canada. So got stuck in Orlando for a couple hours. Kept trying to take off, but then there would be lightning, and then, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't make it. Missed my connection from LaGuardia to Halifax, so decided just to stay the weekend.
Here you are.
Instead of going back home.
Seems like a good idea.
Seems like a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have stayed one night and, like, flown back yesterday morning, but that would be lame.
Yeah, screw that.
Yeah, so instead, here we are. No, I guess Friday morning, yeah, is when I would have flown back. And then...
It's Sunday right now.
Is it? Yeah. And
for
then
at home.
Leah flew in yesterday. And here we are.
Welcome. Now
flying back. Thank you. In the meantime...
I wasn't welcoming you. I was welcoming Leah. But
okay.
That's fine.
Thanks. I can't hear well because one of my ears
doesn't...
I thought
this was the good ear.
No, this is the bad ear.
Then why are we sitting on this side again?
I don't know.
This keeps happening.
So, for the listening audience, I can't hear out of one ear, and one of my eyes is starting to close over, probably permanently. This could be the last dispatch you hear from me. I thought about going to the doctor here in America, but as we all know, that's a, you know, that's a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to our socialist medical system tomorrow and get free healthcare.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what were you doing in America?
In Orlando?
Yeah.
We were down there. We had client meetings and like a bunch of the agencies that all work for the same resort client. Actually a resort that's in the Bahamas. So we were all down there to do
death match.
Yeah. Death match and to go over our ideas. There's a major competitor entering the space, presumably within the next 6 to 9 months. So a lot of work just going into talking about dealing with that and all different ideas. So that's why I was down there. 2 days of meetings in Orlando, where it is hot.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. What are you drinking?
Are you just interviewing me?
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, then you have to come back.
I can't. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll ask you some questions in a second. I am drinking the Maine Beer Company from Freeport, Maine. It's called Another One, and it's an India Pale Ale. And it also says, do what's right, drink this beer fresh.
Hmm.
What about you, Christopher? What are you drinking?
I don't know. You poured this for me, and I did not
it's
bother
some
to
form
ask.
Of cider.
I want to make sure our sound is loud enough, now that we're, you know, 10 minutes in. I'm going to turn this up a little bit, Steve. Here we go. Brace yourself. 3, 2... 1.
That required a countdown?
Well, I just want him to know when it's coming so he can, you know, prepare himself.
Do you think your roommates are going to move away after they hear this?
It seems likely.
Mm.
There was a probably from the other room.
All right. So what brings you to New York, Christopher?
Business.
Business, good.
Yeah, lots of meetings with lots of clients.
Always clients.
Always. Oh, clients, man, am I right?
Why did you pick New York, though? Out of all the places in... But, like, truly, out of all the places in America you could have moved to, why New York City?
Because it's the best.
Because it was popular. It's a bandwagon jumper.
I don't feel like I have a good answer to this question. I feel like I'm being put on the spot.
It was driving distance from your home.
I mean, that helps, for sure. I have a lot of friends down here.
That's a fair... All of those are fair answers. I was just curious about the motivation.
I have a lot of friends in New York, I would say. And I'm making more as every day goes by.
How many would you say you're losing on a daily basis, though? Like, what's your net?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a negative overall trend. Sure.
Year over year, you're down.
Yeah. Friendship-wise. That's for sure. Are you warm, Joel?
I'm dying. Why? How can you tell?
Just a hunch.
Okay.
Just a hunch.
Whatever is causing my ear to be deaf and my eye to close over is also
causing intense discomfort.
Yeah,
sure. That's fair.
I think I might have SARS. I don't know what the symptoms of SARS are, but
I think you've got SIDS.
Peter Sarsgaard. Sarsgaard. Remember that? Remember that goof from I've SIDS? Jesus.
How is that any less likely than SARS?
It's just SIDS is really sad. SARS was funny.
What?
Wait, no.
I'm not convinced.
SIDS?
Too far?
I don't know.
I think that's over the line.
Ugh.
Well, now we know where the line is.
Yeah, brutal.
We finally found it.
Have we been recording long enough to stop?
No.
Okay.
We're not even 10 minutes in yet.
So we don't have a topic, as you can tell. Let's make the topic what we're going to do for the 100th episode.
Yeah, we're still figuring that out. I have no ideas.
I was thinking clip show.
Yes, but with a twist.
With a twist in that it would all be like clips, but nothing had ever happened before. So it would all be like fake clips.
Lie clips. Something just happened. Things are happening, listeners. Mm. You're missing it out. You're missing out on it.
No, missing it out.
Missing it
out. This is a nightmare. I think we should stop.
No, we've gone too far now.
Have we?
Yes.
That's your answer for why we have to keep doing this show.
Yes. We can't quit now.
I don't know about that. All right. So that was my plan, was fake clip show. What was your suggestion?
My suggestion originally was that we invent a fake podcast and do an episode of a fake podcast.
Oh, right.
And then never do that again. Never acknowledge it. Just pretend that it's not a real job. The podcast about
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. And have lots of callbacks and lots of in-jokes that are not actually callbacks or in-jokes.
Do like a Frasier fan cast?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, goodness knows I could talk about that for hours.
I can watch a few episodes of Frasier and try to figure out what the appeal is.
I think the appeal is obvious.
The dog?
The dog's pretty great. I won't lie to you.
Isn't it Wishbone?
Is it the same dog from Wishbone? Same breed.
Certainly.
But I don't think it's... Is it actually Wishbone?
No idea.
It could be.
It feels like celebrity dog.
I'm seeing in the chat room... No. Not.
Our fans not have responded. Wishbone. It's not Wishbone.
Your roommate went on the shortest errand of all time.
Where were we?
Wishbone.
Wishbone. What's the story, Wishbone? Tell us more. Let's talk about the app.
Okay.
We haven't opened that kimono yet.
Oh, God.
It's a phrase.
It's not a
phrase. It is.
Yeah, it's a phrase, but it's gross.
You're gross.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty gross. I'm sweating a lot. I'm toweling off my head with a sweat-saturated cloth. Don't take a photo of this, you motherfucker.
We gotta have something for the show notes.
Tell them about the app.
Okay, so... No, you're the marketing person. This is your job. This is your only job.
Oh, this
job.
Is what I do?
Yeah.
Shit.
Tell people about
what are you doing?
There's an app that's going to change your life. Stay tuned. Check it out at joelkelly.ca. Yeah. Buy the book.
Perfect. Yeah, and buy my book. More importantly, buy my book.
Priorities.
Joelkelly.ca. Sweet. Yeah. So Chris and I are working on an app. The elevator pitch is as simple as if you are traveling to a new city or traveling to a city that you enjoy. There are currently apps out there and websites that can tell you what's popular. They can tell you, you know, TripAdvisor or Yelp can tell you the restaurants where, you know, that are popular, that are uncontroversial. But you're not really going to get to know a city unless you have that firsthand knowledge, unless you can find out what's truly unique and interesting, unless you can go to the places where tourists don't frequent. What, Leah?
It's not a good elevator pitch.
Well, fuck off.
They're married, folks.
Not for long.
$400 and we're at this.
$400 and we can get out of this, exactly.
Is that a line item in the...
Good thing we got the prenup. Anyway, what our app does is it connects you with real residents of real cities and can tell you, all the things that you need to know to travel as if you've been there before or travel like you live there, so... I mean, that's the key selling point is that based on your own opinions and your own experiences, we will connect you with people who can give you their opinions and experiences and give you firsthand knowledge of a city. So, you know, the idea that, you know, when you land in a city, you'll know the way to your favorite bar before you've ever been there. You'll know how to pay for the bus without holding up the line. Things like that.
Yeah. And it's been an interesting process of developing it. It sort of started as a very, no budget, me just hiring somebody to answer my questions mm-hmm. while I was in Spain, which turned quickly into a sort of proof of concept app built on WordPress, which turned into a real app that is still happening to some degree, building an iOS app, but now has also kind of morphed into an email-based platform, I guess. I don't really know how to describe that. But basically using existing software to manage the back end of...
Yeah, it's still an app, but email is the operating system.
Yeah, exactly. Which is a much easier way to accomplish our goal faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been working on for a little while. I think we're pretty close to like being able to blow this thing up and get some people in there.
Yeah, I need like an hour in front of my computer and the press release will be done and ready to go out. I've got some edits. I have a friend who works for a major travel publication that's kind of helped me with the press release. Leah's given me a bunch of advice since she works in PR. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. We've got the websites almost ready to go. We need to put some finishing touches on that. And we've got the newsletter basically all put together as well. So we've got all the pieces we need to have a soft launch and get signups. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, hopefully within the next couple of weeks or so, we'll move forward on that. We'll see.
Yeah, and I think as both of us travel quite a bit, I think, and I personally work in the travel marketing space, I think that we've got, hopefully that what we need to make something that people will really find interesting.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah. And if any of that sounds interesting to you, please get in touch. We'd love to talk about people who might want to get involved with the project.
Yes, as you say in Canada.
I think we say project in Canada.
Do you? You definitely say process.
No, do we?
Yes.
I say process.
Do you?
Do okay. Canadians, though, say process? Canadians say process?
Yeah. Just a project. Not a project.
Schedule.
It's not a
now, we do say schedule.
Do you?
That's correct. We say schedule, aluminium.
Just like the Brits.
Mm-hmm. Everything else is identical. So that's the app. I mean, what else do we have to talk about?
I think that's kind of it. I mean, we're coming up on 100, which has been a hellish process of trying to figure out.
Oh, what I thought you meant like just doing the show every week. I guess.
Well, but. I mean, yeah, I think that goes unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're wearing a scarf around you. Okay,
it's a cravat.
A cravat.
It's not big enough to work, but you'd see it's got a spaceship on it.
It does have a spaceship on it. I like
made
it.
Made of wood.
I'm a fan.
It's a Halifax artist.
Should we keep going? Should we call it quits here?
All right. So this is episode... What episode was this?
97.
All right. Now we're going to stop right here. As far as you know, but we're going to keep talking.
Are we?
Right into 98. Absolutely. Remember, we had to do two episodes.